Hallelujah. Last night, as Dale was Apostle Dale was speaking, preached his sermon, the Lord showed me angels in this room, and there was a thick presence of angelic presence here in this room, and everything what he was sharing was pertaining to that. So there was a real manifest presence of the Holy Spirit, you know, right through yesterday and through all the speakers. But yesterday specifically, there was an angelic presence, you know. So please tap into that, you know, whenever, through all the sessions, just tap into what God has for you. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, so good to be here this morning and yesterday and to meet every one of you. The title of my message is titled as Rebuilding for the Future. Rebuilding for the Future, Genesis 37. We've had a real disaster in our nation. We had a real terrorist attack on the 21st of April. That really shook the core of our country. We've had a civil war for 30 years, but it's been up in the north and the east. And so in my whole life, as a kid, I've seen war. As a 12-year-old, as I shared last Sunday, I've driven through 6 hours of just driving through fire. My mom and my brothers, we just drove through fire. Just the beginning of the Civil War. I was only 12 years old. And I've seen how these, you know, rebels, you know, coming to, you know, set fire to a lot of the places where my dad was working. And with that, I've also seen the miraculous. And from the Civil War, coming on to 1989, I've experienced as a teenager, dead bodies on the road. The rebels in our nation, you know, rising against the government, dead bodies. Then in 1991 in America, I was in the middle of the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles, in the heart of Los Angeles. So the mob was coming, and myself and my friend, we said, let's run. So both of us ran from the mob. I saw the mob, you know, looting all the shops. Then in 1994, I was in one of the greatest earthquakes in Los Angeles that took place in 1994. The whole apartment started shaking. Then again, in 2001, when 911 happened, I was on one of the planes, and I saw from my window the Tower 1 on fire, and we were airborne as well, and I saw from my window the Tower 1 on fire. And I had a ticket on Flight 93, which crashed in Somerset County that morning. So having been through all of that, you know, when I got the news about the terror attack, it didn't affect me that much because I've been through all of that, you know. So a lot of the Sri Lankans are very resilient. But this terror attack really shook the nation, shook the core of the nation. Many people, you know, lost their lives. 350 people, you know, died that day. 700 people were injured. I know there was an American girl who came. That was her first job. She was working in some governmental department in Washington, D.C. It was her first assignment coming to Sri Lanka. And she was supposed to go out station. She came into the hotel and the bomb went off and she got injured. But 2 weeks later, she died. But even if she lived, she was going to be paralyzed. So there are so many who are injured, but some children, they have no eyes. Some are paralyzed. So many families don't have kids. Some families don't have parents. So it was a mass destruction that took place. So this morning, you know, God is going to speak to you. I'm not talking about terrorism. I'm not talking about my nation. But I believe the Holy Spirit is going to minister to you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, God is going to minister to you. This morning, Kelly, God has a word for you. and you've just been through a season where you've just had the baby, and there are things that are overwhelming you right now, so many different circumstances. But the Spirit of God is speaking to you, and the hand of God is upon your life and also your husband. Your husband has an apostolic calling on his life, and you have an apostolic calling. And there, at times you feel like, you know, I'm overwhelmed with all of this. But that time is going to pass very fast. And you're investing into the future of your kids. Your kids are going to rise up, and they're going to be great, you know, men of and women for God. They're anointed by God. So your time, you know, in raising these kids, it's not wasted. But God's hand is upon you and upon your husband. And there's a great anointing upon your life pertaining to the church you attend, Church of the Word. And God is going to use you in the next few months and in the next few years to help the church, to help your pastor and the pastor's wife and the leadership team in a greater way, not the way you've done before. God is going to use you in a greater way. And also your husband, he's got a great apostolic anointing on his life, and he's going to do great things in the marketplace. You know, God's using him as an arrow in the marketplace. And there's a new anointing, you know, that is coming upon his life. And God's going to use both of you at Church of the Word in a powerful way. And many ministries are going to open through both of you. So if you haven't seen that, that's going to take place. That word is going to it's going to unfold in your life. And you're going to see fulfillment of God's promise and God's prophecy and the word over your life. You're going to see that, you know, come to pass. There's a generation, you know, that is in that's going to be blessed by your ministry and your husband as well, and your children, and your church is going to be impacted. You're going to be such a great blessing to Pastor Sid and Jen, you know, at Church of the Word, and the church is going to explore and expand, hallelujah, with all of you all working together, united there. There's an amazing generation that's coming forth, you know, in the years ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So back to our message here, Genesis 37. Let's get back here. Here we see Joseph, who had a dream. I'm not going to read everything. But Joseph had a dream from God, and it was a dream of greatness. I believe that everyone who's here attending Landmark this morning, you have a dream of greatness. And somehow the enemy has come, and the enemy has tried to derail that dream. He's tried to, you know, destroy the work of God. In the life of Joseph, you know, he had such a dream of greatness. What happened to Joseph was, it's like with all of us, you know, it was his big mouth. Me and my big mouth. You know, it was his big mouth that got him to trouble. And jealousy came over his brothers, and they envied Joseph for his dream. So even in Sri Lanka, it seems like it was devastating to see what happened. I mean, there are so many people who lost jobs. In one region where the tourists were coming, there was 250 hotels that were shut down. Another place, another 200 hotels shut down. Almost 500 people in one area didn't have jobs. Some, they're buying vehicles for tourism on hire purchase financing. Can't pay the finance anymore. So the country is at the crossroads, and so there are so many questions that have been raised in the nation, so many things to be answered, and I'm not going to go into details, but the good news is in Genesis 50, verse 20, it says, what the enemy has meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for good. Amen. God is going to turn this thing around for good. You know, we sang this song that God is good. People come and tell me, you know, what next? You know, what are we doing in Sri Lanka? It's like people say, you know, you're a faith preacher, right, Pradeep? I said, yeah, I'm a faith preacher. You know, how about Job? I tell them, you know, Job is the problem, but Jesus is the solution. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Job is not my theology, friends. Amen. Job is not my theology. My theology is Jesus Christ. Amen. People say in the Old Testament, oh, you know, God did this, God did that. There were so many calamities. But Jesus is the expression of the Father. You want to know the Father? Get to know Jesus. Amen. Amen. He's the true expression of the Father. Hallelujah. And God is good. I'm here to tell you here at Landmark, coming from Sri Lanka, that our God is good. How come? How can you say that God is good when so many people died? How can you say when 700 people are injured? How can you say that the whole nation is at a standstill? How can you say God is good? Let me tell you something. You know, if the Muslims attacked the Buddhists, our nation would have died in an instant. Half of the nation would be gone because the Buddhist people are not going to keep quiet. They would have risen up and they would have gone and burned all the Muslim shops. All the Muslims' families will be wiped out by the Sinhalese, right? Why the Christians? Because that day, you know, the Catholic cardinal, he rose up and he said, we forgive the Muslims. We forgive, you know, the people who have done this. So it was a great platform for the church to rise up that day and show who Jesus is. You know, people, we have a great acceptance in our nation now, great credibility. The Buddhists were persecuting the Christians, but now they're loving on them. You can see the Buddhist monks supporting the cardinal. I'm not for Catholicism, but I'm telling you, it was a great voice for the Christian church. Everybody respects the pastors now. You're a Christian, we got something to say. It's the demonstration of the gospel. Hallelujah. God gives us a platform to demonstrate who Jesus is. Another testimony is the terrorists got it all wrong because they came to the hotels at 8:45. People died. But if they came at 12 noon, thousands of people would have died. The Christian church would have died because so many Christians celebrate Easter Sunday in a lot of those hotels. Hallelujah. They got it wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear. Pastor Bill, you were right. There are waves that the enemy, the devil, wants to put fear on people. Hallelujah. He brings cycles of fear. It may be terrorism. It may be death. Something to make you fearful. We don't have to fear. Amen. Hallelujah. Whoever you are this morning, if you feel that you've been building something and suddenly you see that crashing, I'm here to tell you the Spirit of God is going to help you to rebuild again. Amen. God is saying to you, dream again. Hallelujah. Dream again. And here was Joseph, his dream of greatness. Suddenly, he ends up in a pit. His brothers, perhaps he was telling his brother, please, please don't do this to me. And perhaps in your young life, you've said that to somebody. Please don't do this to me. And there was something that you're building. Sometimes, you know, as pastors, we invest in people, you know, and it is the most devastating thing when you see a young little boy come to your church. You invest in this boy, he goes to Sunday school, and then you invest in him to go plant a church, you buy him the land, and suddenly there's somebody coming from Korea with a lot of money in him and buys him over. And that, you know, devastates your heart. Amen. But it's a new day. Amen. This is not a sad story. This is the gospel. It's good news. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Because the enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy what God is building. Amen. Perhaps you're here and you're devastated over something. Even as Alex was speaking this morning, the enemy, you know, always brings obstacles. But he can't stop you. It's our response. Amen. Here we see Joseph, you know, ending up in a pit. The enemy comes to kill. You know, he wants to kill your vision. He wants to destroy your future. He wants to rob your joy. You know, there are joy robbers. And that's the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't stop there at the pit. From the pit, he was transferred to Potiphar's house. And the Bible says, secondly, is Potiphar's house. Number one is the pit. Secondly, is Potiphar's house. Sometimes, you know, when we have dreams of greatness, and when it doesn't happen, or, you know, life, you know, we see the devastation or the destruction of that dream, what do? He ends up in Potiphar's house. People ask, where is the dream? Where is the vision? What is happening? I'm here to tell you that every man of God and every great woman of God, it all goes through a process called training. Amen. Sometimes our setbacks are a place where God begins to train us for the new day, for the new season ahead of us. Hallelujah. God is training us. Joseph was being trained for the new day. Amen. Moses was in Pharaoh's house and he had all the goodies. He had all the luxuries of being in the palace. And one mistake he made, he was in the backside of a desert for 40 years. And God was training him for the new day. Hallelujah. So don't underestimate, you know, what you're going through. Hallelujah. What the enemy has meant for evil, God will begin to turn it around for good. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't fix your eyes on the problem. Fix your eyes on the promise. Hallelujah. Because his promises are yes and amen, and it will always come to pass. And in Potiphar's house, the Bible says that the Lord was with him. Beloved, the Lord is with you. Whatever you're going through, the Lord is with you. Sometimes I hear people come and say, Pastor, I feel like I'm alone. I said, welcome home. I say, when I travel, sometimes I don't have a team. I don't have my wife going with me. I don't have my son. We try to do a lot of things together as a team, but sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But I'm not alone. Hey, look at all the people here. Amen. We're not alone. Don't think that you're alone. This is a family. Amen. We're not alone here. Nobody is alone. This is a welcoming place. Amen. Every home here is very welcoming. I'm staying at Ralph and Selena's house. They're very welcoming. I stayed at your house. You are very welcoming. Amen. See, you're not a stranger here. You're not alone. I stayed at your house. You are so welcoming. Amen. It's a welcoming. It's a family. Hallelujah. I had borscht at Dale's house. Borscht from Russia. All the Russians bringing borscht and all the soups. It's a welcoming place. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not alone. And the Bible says that God was with him. Amen. God was with him. How is God going to be with me? It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. In troubled times, even through tragedy, you can see God. Amen. You can see God because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Right through this tragedy we had in our nation, I sensed the presence of the Holy Spirit. I didn't fear. I didn't fear any terrorists. You know, we didn't have much security in our church. But I didn't fear because God is with us. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome the presence of God. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit is, there's liberty. Hallelujah. God will liberate us from every form of fear. Hallelujah. From every form of fear. There was somebody who said President Trump was opening up visas for Sri Lankans to come because the Sri Lankan government had agreed for some military base in Sri Lanka. I said, that's fake news because the whole nation will be here in America. Everybody was excited. Oh, Pastor, I saw this dream that I was in America. That was somebody else. I saw this dream. I was in America. I said, it's fake news. Whole of Sri Lanka, Pastor, the whole of Sri Lanka will be here at Abundant Life. God is with you. Amen. And in the prison, in Potiphar's house, he prospered. Everybody say, prospered. Amen. Even in times of difficulty, God can prosper you. Amen. He prospered in times of difficulty. Hallelujah. God wants to prosper us. How does God prosper us? Hallelujah. If my soul is prospering. My soul has to prosper. I believe that 2019 is a year that God is restoring our soul. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61 verse 7. God wants to restore that area in our lives. Hallelujah. He wants to restore that so that we can walk with Him. We can talk with Him. Hallelujah. We can know Him. Even as Pastor Dale was sharing about the specifics, he can give you the specifics. I was in Cleveland last week, and I'm mentoring this young boy who's going to college. He's a very bright young man. And I remember when I first saw his mom and dad, his father is like my brother from another mother. And I remember I was a pastor in Sri Lanka, and this couple came. And I just went up to his wife and he said, you're pregnant today and you're pregnant with a baby boy. Go to the doctor today and check yourself. Right? She went and checked herself. She was pregnant and she had a baby boy. And that guy is in college, straight A student, you know, doing really well. So prophecy does come to pass. My friend's business was bankrupt. Right, and all I did was I used to go because they used to make really nice meals for me. The pastor is coming home, so I get really nice meals. So I went there, and his business was bankrupt. I gave a prophetic word. I said, God is relocating you to America. And, oh, really? And I see a house with an oak tree and a stream going by. And they relocated a month after that. Got their green card, their citizens here in America. Got a house, it had an oak tree. Got the second house, that has an oak tree too. And there was a stream in the first house, not the second house. And he has a $1 million business. Amen. Everything didn't happen overnight. Of course, you got to work really hard, right? Some people think the Holy Spirit comes, Pastor. Oh, it's so good. I was sitting in that, you know, in that meeting and everything was so good. Some people think everything is going to fall from the sky. Robert Sladen says that the Holy Spirit and you, there's a lot of work to do. Amen? It's a lot of work. You got to work hard with the Holy Spirit and God will prosper you. Amen. Hallelujah. He was prospering in prison. Hallelujah. If you feel like you're going through a difficult time, I release the Spirit of God upon you. It's going to help you. It's going to build you. It's going to empower you. It's going to equip you. It's going to push you towards your destiny. You may feel like you're not moving, but God is moving you ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. He was prospering there. He became the overseer. God was promoting him. Hallelujah. And God blessed Potiphar's house. Genesis 39 verse 5, he blessed Potiphar's house. A lot of people use this word flippantly. Oh, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. But the blessing of God is connected to the Holy Spirit. In 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 11, it says that God blessed the house of Obed-Edom because the Ark of the Covenant was in the house of Obed-Edom. Hallelujah. Because of the presence of the Holy Spirit was in that house. The Bible says in verse 12 that everything that was connected to Obed-Edom's house was blessed. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The presence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brings the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, number three, moving on from Potiphar's house, what happens is he moves into a prison because he was accused of something wrong that he was not responsible for. Sometimes we wonder, where is God in all of this? Where are the things that God has spoken to me? You know, I got a prophetic word. I had this. But God is saying, hold on to the promise. It's going to come to pass. The Holy Spirit is breathing upon you. He's breathing upon your future. He's breathing upon your destiny. The destiny that he had ordained you from the time you were in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. I was called to be a preacher when I was in my mother's womb. That's the destiny in my life. I was called to be a preacher. That's the heritage my dad had. Other people said, no, you do this, do that. But God said, now you're a preacher. Hallelujah. But sometimes, you know, we go through setbacks. For me to get to this place, it was a long road. Long road with the school of the hard knocks. Lots of knocks. Lots of detours. Amen. I wish I heard that message yesterday. The specifics. Amen. Lots of presumption. Praise God. You know, God's brought me to that place. But the best is yet to come, right? Amen. The best is yet to come. So in the prison, hallelujah, in the prison, he went to prison in verse 20. And in verse 21, it says that God was in prison with him. Amen. Perhaps something has happened to you, but I'm telling you, God is with you. God is going to help you to rebuild your future. Amen. God is a God who helps us to rebuild. Amen. Hallelujah. He's here right now. In John chapter 11, verse 25, he says that I am the resurrection and life. I prophesy into your situation this morning, hallelujah, into that brokenness, into that broken area, into that devastation. I prophesy into the nation of Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka will rise again. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that. On Resurrection Sunday, if the enemy can bring such a devastation, I'm telling you, the plans of God are far greater. Hallelujah. When Jesus was killed on the cross, the enemy was laughing and saying, it's over, it's over. But see what he did. The whole world will be changed. There will be a revival in our nation. For 500 years, we've never seen revival in our nation. We haven't seen a move of God. But yet there are so many, you know, preachers, churches, mega churches, wrong doctrines coming. But we are contending for a move of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We are contending for the river of God to come, the floodgates of heaven to open up into our nation from government, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, the power and the presence of God to come. Sri Lanka needs a move of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And godly leaders are going to come up in our nation. Corruption is going to be eradicated. Hallelujah. Godliness is going to rise up in our nation. Hallelujah. Amen. Here in prison, Joseph prospered there as well. So tell the person next to you, I'm prospering. I'm prospering. Amen. Hundredfold blessing. Amen. I went to Sri Lanka, leaving America. I'm still waiting for my hundredfold blessing. Still believing God. Hey, we got to believe. We got to be in faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Not in heaven. Right here on earth, right? Right here on earth. Amen. So in prison, in verse 23, it says, the chief butler forgot him. Sometimes, you know, people will forget you. Amen. But God hasn't forgotten you. Amen. Sometimes you feel like I am forgotten, but God has not forgotten. God is with you. He remembers the plans and the purposes that He has for you. And this morning, just begin to stir up the plan of God in your life. Amen. Even as Shane and Pastor Bill, even as they were praying for the nations, you know, I was stirring up the call on my life for revival. The mandate of the Holy Spirit for the nation and for the nations of the world. Amen. There's another pastor from Sri Lanka. I sat next to him. I have never met Anthony. But then I went back and I was thinking and thinking and thinking. 2 years ago, we had a crusade in our city, a rally. And no advertising, nothing. But without advertising in our city, we had about 3,000 people show up. That was pretty amazing. And the interpreter was Pastor Anthony. And he couldn't make it. So it's not a coincidence that everywhere we go, there's a God connection. Amen. God has somebody that who He will connect you with. So praise God, there's another brother from Sri Lanka. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. And thank you, Anthony, for coming. And you're going to enjoy these people here. And so the chief butler forgot. Hallelujah. Perhaps, you know, somebody forgot you. Maybe, you know, when you're growing up, maybe your dad forgot you. Maybe your mom forgot you. Maybe your uncle forgot you. Maybe you did well and your boss forgot you. But I'm here to tell you that God has not forgotten you. Amen. He's got His hand upon your life. You're right on course. You're at the right place at the right time. Amen. And God is with you. Number four, going on and in closing, from the prison, you know, God, you know, is His palace experience. Genesis chapter 41, verse 42 to 46. Hallelujah. He was able to interpret the dream of the king. God is activating the gift that is within you today. God is beginning to stir up the gift that is within you. Amen. God wants to stir that gift within you today. There's a stirring of the gift of God that is within you. The call of God that is within you. God is stirring that up. Hallelujah. Maybe you felt that, you know, things have not worked out, but it's going to work out. Amen. Because the gift that God has put on the inside of you, it's been stirred up. It's been lit. The fire of God on your life has been lit this week. Amen. That you're going to make a change. Hallelujah. You're going to make a difference. You're going to impact and bring influence into your community, into your city, into your church. You're carrying the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Joseph rises up. He was promoted. And I believe that 2019 is a year you're going to see that Joseph moment. Amen. Where you're going to see promotion. Hallelujah. God is going to elevate you to the next level. Amen. I believe, Pastor Dale, that God is promoting you to the next level in the governmental arena. I see the Lord, you know, bringing you to the next level, hallelujah. The next sphere, hallelujah, of influence that is upon your life, you're going to see that, the open door into that sphere where the gospel will go forth. And the Lord is also speaking to Terry. The Lord is going to reward her greatly and immensely. And God is blessing your family. I see the Holy Spirit being poured upon both of you. Hallelujah. There's a fresh anointing that is coming upon both of you. And Terry is at the place where God, that she's going to see such breakthrough, you know, in a walk with God. There's such breakthrough and such blessing that is breaking out in her life because of her faithfulness to you and to the call that is upon her life. And she's got the Lord's pleased with her for her heart, for her love and her commitment to you and to him and for the mandate that is upon your life. And the Lord is turning her tears into tears of joy. You're going to see this river of joy. The both of you, it's like I see, Pastor Dale, that you're bringing flowers, but it's like a new fragrance that is coming in your relationship with each other. It's at a total different level of love and harmony and blessing and breakthrough. It's your mandate. You're going to see that, you know, breaking out this year in a greater way, in a greater measure. Hallelujah. The power and the presence of God is upon both of you. And the Lord is blessing your wife in an incredible way because she's been a blessing to you to push you in your call at all times and paid the sacrifice, paid the price for the calling on your life. Hallelujah. The palace experience is our portion. Promotion is coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Favor is mine. Tell the person next to you, favor is mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Favor is mine. God is bringing great favor to you. Hallelujah. And sometimes this can be a question in these closing moments. Sometimes this can be a big question. But I like one preacher said, you know, God, you know, supplies all our needs. But what we want, we got to go get it. Right? What you want, you got to go get it. Right? Favor is like that. You got to go get it. And it comes in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It comes through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus brings me into the Holy of Holies, beloved. And in the Holy of Holies, he anoints me. He anoints me with new things. He anoints me with joy. He anoints me with vision. He anoints me for the service and the calling on my life. It's what the blood of Jesus does. And every day I can come into the Holy of Holies and receive the favor of God for my life, the mandate, the specifics I need. Hallelujah. It's in the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's through fasting, it's through praying, and it's through giving. But that's what the blood of Jesus does. Sometimes we ignore the blood of Jesus, but the blood of Jesus cleanses me into a holy life. And that's what it does sometimes, you know, through the times of difficulty. God, you know, forms us for the end times. Amen. God forms us for the end times. There's a pastor in my city. He was apologizing to his church that he was preaching the wrong messages. Amen. Wrong messages being taught to his people. One of the congregation members, they said, Pastor Pradeep, there's never a bad day. And that's true. There's never a bad day. What he's basically trying to say is there's no suffering, but there is suffering. Hallelujah. But it is for the cleansing of my soul. The difficulties I go through is for the cleansing of my soul. It's for my own good because I want to be close to Jesus. Amen. I want to be close to Jesus. Hallelujah. Cancer is not my portion. Disease is not my portion. I don't believe in, you know, having that kind of stuff and suffering. But God takes us through difficult times sometimes. We face difficult times. We go through difficult moments in life. Hallelujah. But through that, I'm cleansed. Hallelujah. And I'm made more like him. I become a representative of who he is. I become an expression of Jesus. Hallelujah. And promotion is yours. He rises up to become the prime minister of that land. Hallelujah. And things turned around. The brothers came back in Genesis 45 verse 27 and gives back a report to Jacob. And the Bible says, I'm a revival preacher. I'll try to find a scripture of revival wherever I preach. Whatever God says, I try to find a scripture of revival. Amen. Hallelujah. So in Genesis 45 verse 27, we see that the carts of Jacob, Joseph's brothers, they were creaky old carts going around to Egypt. Creaky old carts, but they came back full. Amen. Say full. Say full. When the purposes of God are established in my life, I'm going to be full. Amen. My family is going to be full. Hallelujah. They are going to serve the Lord. Amen. Joshua, my son, is excited about the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He's excited about the Lord. He says, Dad, I want to tell people about Jesus. He says, why isn't my friend Akan? He's a Muslim. Why is he not born again, Dad? I said, we got to pray for him. Yeah, Dad, I'm praying for him. And he says some fun stuff. On Father's Day, he says, I said, Joshua, I love you. He says, I love you more. I love you more. So he's a cool kid. I'm sure you'll get to meet him soon. But here in Genesis 45, in verse 27, it says that Jacob got the news that Joseph was alive and he was revived. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When you hear that good report, you will be revived. Hallelujah. God wants to bring a revival. Hallelujah. A revival of the Spirit. A revival of the Word. Hallelujah. No more sadness. No more suffering. Hallelujah. But it's time for breakthrough. Hallelujah. God wants to bring breakthrough. What the enemy has meant for evil, he will turn it around for good. Something good is going to happen to you in 2019. Something good is going to happen to you at Landmark here. Hallelujah. Revival is imminent. Hallelujah. Revival is coming to your nation. Revival is coming to Ukraine. Revival is coming to you, Pastor Bill. Hallelujah. And abundant life. Revival is your portion. Revival is in Sri Lanka. Revival is going to the nations of the world. Hallelujah. Revival is going to Titusville. Revival is going to Bedford. Hallelujah. Amen. It's time for revival. Hallelujah. I mean, revived this morning to the glory of God. Hallelujah. What the enemy has meant for evil, God will turn it around for good. We serve a good God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.